السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، respected brothers and sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again we have gathered for the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, it is only His ihsan that He gives us the opportunity to make His zikr. Hazrat Sabit Bunani rahmatullah alayhi, many times you have heard, he said that, "I know exactly when my Allah is remembering me." So somebody asked him, "How do you know when Allah ta'ala is remembering you?" He said, "When I remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is remembering me. When I make His zikr, Allah ta'ala is remembering me. Fazkuruni azkurkum. Remember me, I will remember you." So I know, he says, when I'm making zikr of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is remembering me. We always say it is the tawfiq of Allah ta'ala. It is only His tawfiq. When He gives tawfiq, then the person is able to do something. But we do not blame Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for our weaknesses, our shortcomings and our evils. Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah, wa ma asabaka min sayyatin fa min nafsik. Anything good that we are able to do, we must attribute it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And any evil and mischief, then we must attribute it to ourselves. Because Allah ta'ala has given us a willpower. If a person has got a knife, he can cut onions and potatoes, he can go and cut somebody's neck, he can go and stab somebody, he can use his willpower. He cannot say, "Because I got a knife, therefore I have to stab somebody." Allah ta'ala has given a willpower. The businesses, it is Allah ta'ala who provides the risk and sustenance. But nobody sleeps all day saying that because Allah Ta'ala provides the risk and sustenance, so I don't have to go to work. Everyone says Allah Ta'ala provides the risk, the sustenance, but then nobody closes his shop and relaxes for the whole year and say, "Because Allah Ta'ala provides, so I don't have to open the shop." When it comes to our risk and sustenance, then we believe Allah Ta'ala provides, but we make that effort that is required. We say at that time that it's a world of means. So like that, for deen also we must say it's a world of means, so we must adopt the means. When we have adopted the means and then we fail, then we can say that is taqdeer. Or the person, he tried, he adopted the means, he tried his level best, but in spite of all that, the person did not succeed. So then we will say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is in His control. There must be great wisdom why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not allow him to succeed. But if it's anything that is mischief and sin, then he attributes it to himself, that it is my weakness. Allah ta'ala gave me the himmat and courage to stay away, but I did not stay away. So this tawfiq, we always talk about tawfiq. Mawlana Izzaz Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi wa Shaykhul Adab of Darul Ulum, He used to say that, what is this tawfiq? He says, tawjihul asbab nahwal matlubil khair. What the person is desirous of, by way of explanation, the person has got a kind of a desire, a wish. He wants to achieve something. He wants to attain something. He wants to make namaz. He wants to keep fast. He wants to give zakat. He wants to give charity. He wants to make hajj and umrah. So now whatever is his matloob, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes the asbab, the means, to turn in his favor. Allah ta'ala makes those means work in his favor. The person wants to go for hajj. He doesn't have sufficient amount of funds, but he wants to go. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then makes some kind of arrangement. The person himself then gets surprised, says, I at least expected that I will be able to make it this year, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provided from unknown sources. The business increased, all his debts got paid, or somebody passed away in the family and he got an inheritance, and everything got paid off, and he's got enough now to travel. In different ways Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides. So the asbab are made in his favor. Tasheel wa tariq al-khair wa tasdeed wa tariq al-shar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the road towards those good deeds easy. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shuts the doors of shar and mischief. That means the person, even if he wants to go in the direction of haram, something happens, it becomes like a block, and the person is unable to go that way. He goes in the direction of that goodness. Allah ta'ala makes the asbab work in that direction. He makes it easy. Tariq khair, Allah ta'ala makes easy. The road of goodness, of good deeds and good actions, Allah ta'ala makes easy for him. That is another sign of tawfiq. And Allah ta'ala shuts the door of shar. And the third one is khalqul qudrat ala ta'a. Allah ta'ala then gives him, Allah ta'ala gives that power, that strength. Allah ta'ala gives that qudrat on the ta'at and the goodness. So these are the different explanations of tawfiq. In Ruhul Ma'ani it is stated that nafs is totally zulmat and darkness. وَسِرَاجُهَا التَّوْفِيقُ. And the light and the siraj and the lamp of that soul, of that nafs, is tawfiq. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tawfiq that a person does, but at the same time, as I said, that we must make the correct effort. So we have gathered with Allah ta'ala's fazal, and people are proceeding in the direction of Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Sharif. So we'll read some sections of this Naat Sharif. Rang layegi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Rang layegi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. Rang layengi kab meri aahein, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. Oh my beloved Allah, rang layegi kab meri aahe. When will these tears which I shed in the early part of the mornings and in my duas, when will they bear the fruits? Phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. That once again we proceed in the direction of Madina Sharif. You have heard this Naat Sharif many times, but it creates the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts. ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the desire to be at the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He says, rang layengi kab meri aaye, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. The person from home, he is now planning, then he boarding the plane, then he arrives at Jeddah. Now from there the person is proceeding in the direction of Madina Sharif. He is reciting Salat and Salam, reciting Durud Sharif, reciting the poetry which increases the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is going with his mind focused on nothing else but the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He doesn't have anything else now in his heart. As he is proceeding and getting nearer and nearer towards Madina Sharif, then his ecstasy and his joy is increasing. And then as soon as he sees the green dome, from a distance it is seen, keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. That person now gets absorbed. He knows that he can take a billion qasams and say that with certainty Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is definitely there. Unlike all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, people go to Jordan, people go to other places. We are told that this Nabi is here, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is here, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is here, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam is here. But not one of them can we take qasam, or we can say with certainty that definitely this is the qabr of those people that we are told it is. We will say that it is a probability. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's qabr mubarak, anyone can take qasam billion times and say that definitely, most certainly, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam is there. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl on the ummat. All those who tried to take away Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak body, there were many incidents of that kind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them and protected Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye, in ecstasy and joy the person is reciting salat and salam, and his excitement knows no limits. He is not like one of us, that when we are entering Madina Sharif also, entering Madina Sharif, and as soon as we come across the bazaars and the marketplaces, then we have lost our focus. Straight away the person's gaze is this side, that side, that side. The garments that are hanging, and the dresses and the clothes and the jewelry shops and everything that's around there. He's just entering Madina Sharif and already the mind has drifted. Just yesterday I was replying to a letter. A lady writes that she dreamt of the Kaaba Sharif. It's a one part of the dream is that the Kaaba Sharif, inside the Kaaba Sharif there's a market, flea market, and people are buying and selling and garments and everything else inside the Kaaba Sharif, like a flea market. Now what is the interpretation of that dream? That we are sitting there in the Haram Sharif. On the one hand the Kaaba Sharif is in front of us, and our minds are there in the bazaars and marketplaces. That as soon as the Imam makes Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah, then we head again for the malls, where our iman sometimes also gets mauled. There's nothing wrong to buy some items, some make some purchases for families and friends, but the entire period of time that is spent there, if it is going to be in marketplaces, then can the person ever come back with the spirit of Hajj or the spirit of Umrah? So now she dreams that this is a marketplace inside the Kaaba Sharif. So we have to be very, very careful. These are two Mubarak places, so the rights also increase, the azmat increases. Rang layengi kab meri aahein, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو، ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے، جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو، ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. And when the person gets now the opportunity to stand at the Rauza Mubarak, then he pours out his heart. The dua he makes that, oh Allah, you bless me with this, you bless me with that. But he asks Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for shafaat and intercession, and requests Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua. Now all the mashayikh have given this as not only permissible, but it is necessary that the person must believe in the hayat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him a special kind of hayat we can't understand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds to the salat and salam that we present there at the Rauza Mubarak. Personally he replies to the salam. And from anywhere in the world when we send the salat and salam, it is conveyed to him by the angels that are going around in search of whosoever is reciting salat and salam. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعا ہے. He stands there and he says, oh Allah, you brought me to Medina Sharif. I was not deserving of coming to Medina Sharif. You know where my feet have walked, which dirty places my feet entered, which cinemas and discos and rave clubs and prostitute quarters, and how many other haram places I walked. You know what my eyes have seen, how much of porn sites, and how much of filthy pictures, and how much of dirty articles. Ya Allah, you know what my ears have heard, how much of music, how much of ghibat, how much of haram. My tongue, you are well aware, how much of lies, how much of false oaths and qasams, how much of swearing and cursing, how much of abuse my tongue has engaged. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So you say, oh Allah, you know that I was not deserving of coming to Madina Sharif, Madina Tayyiba, and to visit whom? حسینوں میں احسن، شریفوں میں اشرف، کاملوں میں اکمل، نبیوں میں سرتاج. اللہ تبارک و تعالی, it is only out of his fazl that he gives us that opportunity. So the person says, Ya Allah, now that you have brought me here, I do not wish to return to those places of sin anymore. I know the environment in my home, in my country, in my town, in my city. And I know that the person who will be buried here in Jannatul Baqi, then he will be forgiven. You will make his shafaat. And the winds of rahmat that are blowing here all the time, and the noor and the tajalli that is descending here all the time, the noor of the masjid, the noor of the mimbar, the noor of the mihrab, the noor of the musalla of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the noor of Riyazul Jannah, the noor of the green dome, the noor of all those angels who are bringing the salat and salam, and then the noor of all noors, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, Ab jana ho kar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duae. We don't make bold claims and brag about anything. Chupke chupke, inside the heart, the person is saying, Oh Allah, let my life expire here. Let the termination of my life be here at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't wish to go back home. But now who can say that? The person who's got true love and ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then he can say it. Our hearts, minds, everything is back home. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. Place our head at your door, my beloved Allah. And we sacrifice this life for you. Jaan di di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada na hua. If we give one life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, haq to ye hai ki haq ada na hua. Because he is the one who blessed us with that life. And all Allah ta'ala is asking us is to sacrifice these evil desires that are coming in our hearts. Suppress those desires. Obey him and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then see what kind of enjoyment the person gets inside. We go on diet from so many different things for the sake of health and for reducing weight. I always say, go on a diet from sins and then see what Allah ta'ala does in the heart. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Duas at the multazam are most accepted. So the person can ask for many, many things there. But he says, Oh Allah, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Make me yours, O my beloved Allah. And once Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes anybody his, then the kingdoms of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will work in his favor. If Allah ta'ala becomes his, man kana lillah kana Allahu lahu. As you hear in the dua many times, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. Inshallah, the remaining half of this beautiful Naat Sharif, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, tawfiq, then inshallah next week. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام Ya Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah. Oh my most caring Allah, most generous, most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. You gave us the tawfiq of taking your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq of gathering for this majlis of zikr. My beloved Allah, you gave us the tawfiq now to raise our hands before you. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. We are seeking from you, my beloved Allah. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, you know the thoughts which are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, you dearly love those who seek forgiveness of their sins. You love those who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending them before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We are extending our begging bowls before you. All treasures lie with you. Our life in your control, our health in your control, our sight, our hearing and speech in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control, the heavens and the earth in your control. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed from the time we became of age up till now. My beloved Allah, forgive all the sins that we committed, major or minor. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. But where do we go, my beloved Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, if you have to reject us, then we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr and in the hereafter. Ya Allah, we are therefore turning towards you, ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. But my beloved Allah, you have given man the science of transplant of hearts. Transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah, of all the evil that has embedded itself. My beloved Allah, you have given man the technology of dynamite sticks. Small sticks blow up huge mountains. Ya Allah, blow away the mountains of our sins. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Humko apna bana lo karam se. Make us yours, my beloved Allah, and become ours. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. In our lives we will find sukoon, peace, tranquility, serenity and happiness. But if you are not ours, there will be nothing working in our favor. In spite of having everything and possessing everything, we will still be restless, full of anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. My beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. My beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, hamara banja hame apna bana le. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Ye raat din mein dua mangta hoon. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, pain and suffering can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Ya Allah, forgive us. Bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of mankind around the globe, especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. My beloved Allah, those who are planning for Hajj, make their Hajj extremely easy. Bless them with maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Accept their tawafs, their ibadat, their ziyarat, their duas. Accept their sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Ya Allah, accept their Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. How many young, fit, healthy people suddenly departed from the surface of this earth. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike, when he's going to extract the soul from our bodies. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den. Adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram. My beloved Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace and humiliation to come upon us, our parents, our wives and children, or the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of us. On the day of Qiyamah, people will rise as they died. How much of pain it would cause to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam when in the presence of billions of other ummatis, people will rise with the different kinds of sins in which they died. Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of pain and suffering for my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Let our bodies become the patch of the earth of Madina Sharif. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. how much he begged for us, how much he cried for us, how much of his blood was shed for our sake. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members with all that goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, especially that of Dajjal, that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the diseases each and every individual is experiencing. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, the problems, the hardship, the sicknesses, the diseases. My beloved Allah, those students who are writing examinations, bless them with success in their examinations. Make them assets for our communities. Protect them from the fitnas at the school and colleges and universities. My beloved Allah, accept our du'as with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.